Anwar Kongo, a perpetrator of the mass killings in Indonesia in 1965-68, died on October 25th, aged 78.
The first time he tried to kill a man, he used a stinky durian fruit. It didn't work. Eventually, he came to the view that the most efficient method was garrotting, and he was proud of how adept he became with the wire. It hadn't always been so. He was born in Medan, a grimy industrial town in northern Sumatra that was home to Panchasila Youth, the main semi-official political gangster group that flourished as Indonesia's military dictatorship grew ever more powerful in the mid-1960s. An attempted coup by leftists in 1965 had given the army the excuse it needed to unleash an orgy of killing across the country. Anybody opposed to the army could be accused of being a communist. As America became enmeshed in the Vietnam War and the fear of communism's possible domino effect across Asia took hold in the West, President Lyndon B. Johnson and his allies were happy to look away as more than a million alleged communists were tortured and killed, many of them Chinese Indonesians. Known as Preman, from the English words free men, Panchasila death squads, with their political connections and their can-do, will-do swagger, proved the ideal recruiting ground for a boy like Anwar Kongo. He had dropped out of school at the age of 12 and spent much of his time selling bootleg cinema tickets with his friends outside Medan's main picture house. Dressed in a cowboy hat and a braided leather necktie, complete with Texas Star, he imagined himself as a skinny John Wayne, or in a dark Panama and shades as one of the mobster types in Murder, Inc.